Today's reading is in Matthew 14, beginning in verse 1. Matthew 14, verse 1. At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard about the fame of Jesus, and he said to his servants, "This is John the Baptist. He has been raised from the dead. That is why these miraculous powers are at work in him." For Herod had seized John and bound him and put him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, because John had been saying to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." And though he wanted to put him to death, he feared the people, because they held him to be a prophet. But when Herod's birthday came, the daughter of Herodias danced before the company and pleased Herod, so that he promised with an oath to give her whatever she might ask. Prompted by her mother, she said, "Give me the head of John the Baptist here on a platter." And the king was sorry, but because of his oaths and his guests, he commanded it to be given. He sent and had John beheaded in the prison, and his head was brought on a platter and given to the girl, and she brought it to her mother. And his disciples came and took the body and buried it, and they went and told Jesus. So this section starts off with one time period, looking at the things that Jesus was doing and him supposing this was John the Baptist raised from the dead. But then it gives the backstory, telling how John the Baptist died. At this time, the word about Jesus is spreading faster and faster. It is getting around, and I think that Herod's guilty conscience here is causing part of this issue. He's him saying this is John the Baptist raised from the dead. That's why these miraculous powers are at work in him. He doesn't deny that miraculous things are being done. He doesn't deny that something incredible is happening. But I think because of his guilty conscience, he thinks it's John the Baptist come back, and that's bothering him. On some level, I wish I knew a little more about Herod, you know, what type of man he was, because he seems torn. I mean, he's obviously not a devout man. He's not living righteously. That just knowing about his brother's wife and him being with her, that makes that pretty evident. But he seems to have a conscience. He seems to be bothered by the fact that he made a rash oath, and that forced him to kill John the Baptist. I don't think he ever had any intention of killing John the Baptist. Maybe keep him in prison, but not kill him. So that makes me wonder about, you know, the character of this particular man. I'm not going to have any answers to that. There's lots of things that I'm curious about that the scriptures don't tell us, and that's because it's not necessary. Do I have to understand what kind of person Herod was in order to get the point the Holy Spirit is communicating? No, not at all. So I have to be able to let go of those curiosities as well. But understand, too, that Herod had an opportunity to go back on his oath. Why did he carry out with killing John the Baptist when he regretted making the oath? I'm not sure what he thought she would ask for, but it was the heat of the moment. That's what it comes down to. In the heat of the moment, she had been enticing enough that he said, "Whatever you want, I'll give it to you." And when she comes back and asks for John the Baptist's head and he regrets that, I mean, he has an opportunity, but he's too embarrassed. He wants to save face rather than go back on that oath. Okay, so some people might have looked down on him because he didn't fulfill what he said, but he could have been, you know, somewhat righteous and say, "No, I'm not going to kill John the Baptist just because you want him dead." It, in essence, was murder. "I'm not going to murder him because you asked me to." He could have done that, but he wasn't willing to do that. Now, as I said, it's probably his guilty conscience that's making him think that Jesus is John the Baptist come back from the dead. Maybe he never heard about Jesus before. Maybe he never heard about him, you know, before John died. Maybe that's part of what's coming into this. But Herod is feeling guilty. His deed is haunting him. It's still there. It may have been giving him sleepless nights, even. Now, extrapolating that a little further, imagine Herod being in this position of having this guilty conscience, hearing about Jesus, thinking this is John the Baptist raised from the dead. Maybe he's fearful because he thinks John the Baptist would come and have vengeance upon him. I'm not sure what he believed at this point. But a guilty conscience can have a great effect on an individual. When we're carrying around a guilty conscience, it begins to color everything that we see, everything that we hear. When someone, for example, is hiding sin, then they constantly think they're going to be found out. They've done something wrong, and they think that every time someone looks at them and they look back at them, they think, are they talking about me? Do they know? You know, that guilty conscience comes into play. But we don't have to live with a guilty conscience. We can be forgiven for our sins if we truly repent and we try not to do them anymore. We can be forgiven because Jesus gave his life in order to be the perfect sacrifice for our sins. So there's two things there. One is take advantage of that. You don't have to live with that sin on your conscience. But the second is, once you've been forgiven, forgive yourself. Read the bulletin we've had over the last couple of weeks. We've got two more coming in the series on Forgive Yourself by Brother Ken Welliver. And sometimes people have a really hard time forgiving themselves. We have to find a way to do it, because living with guilt, even though we've been forgiven, holds us back. It prevents us from embracing and being joyful about our forgiveness and moving forward in order to grow in our faith. Think about these things today and look at how the scriptures teach us these important concepts and how we can apply them to ourselves and be a better follower of Jesus and shed all that baggage that we don't need to be carrying around with us. Thank you for listening. Please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.